Welcome to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. I hope you've been enjoying the stories. Thank you to the patrons who have signed up in the last month. It's great to see some new people signing up on the Patreon. Welcome to those that have joined this month: Jan, Clint, John, Sam, and Trainwreck, who have all joined during the month of April. Thanks for jumping on and supporting the podcast. I hope you're enjoying the extras and the early bird stories that you are getting as part of it, and the shout out as well. If you'd like to join, patreon.com/Liam Williams. Mostly what is over there is extra stories as part two of a lot of the stories that you're hearing for free on the podcast. This story is another listener story. Steve contacted me a while ago with a personal story about how he had his horizons broadened a little bit and the change that that made. This story is a little more on the bi side of things, but still very male focused. I hope you enjoy this story titled The Dare. My eyes were glued to the mirror as I stroked my hard cock. My legs were once again stuck flat on the wall above the bed. I could see in the mirror and in my peripheral vision that the head of my dick was only a couple of inches from my stuck-out tongue. With a few fast, sharp strokes, I felt the stirring in my balls and the pulsing of my penis. I turned back to watch my dick again as I shot, painting my outstretched tongue, my lips, and then my cheek. As the last drops of cum fell from my slit, I relaxed my legs before I slid them down off the wall and lay flat out on the mattress. I looked over at the clock on the wall to check the time and was impressed to see that I had lasted 2 hours today. That surprised me, considering how turned on I had been when I had left the gym. Recently, I had found myself becoming more and more turned on, both during and after my gym sessions. For the first time in my life, at the age of 36, I had found myself glancing at the other men that worked out around me. I had even started glancing around in the locker room and the showers, something I had never done before. Of course, I knew that a lot of guys started that type of peeking early. I had heard plenty of stories of curious guys in high school locker rooms and such, but that was never me. I'd been on the swim team in high school, so I had had the opportunities, but I'd never been interested. Not that I was sexually repressed or anything. As I watched my cock now wilt on my thigh, another satisfying session completed, I remembered just how sexually active I was as a teen, at least in a solo sense. I masturbated a lot, as I still do today, but up until recently I had been able to suck myself off and regularly finished in my own mouth. When I first discovered I could do it, I got right into it, sometimes up to 4 or 5 times a day. I almost always came in my mouth and almost always swallowed. It was the easiest way to clean up the evidence, but it also felt pretty good, to be honest. I didn't think much of it back then. It was just another part of my masturbation sessions, and probably the beginning of a highly sexual life up until this point. You might think, because of the self-sucking life and the fact that I just spent 2 hours jerking my dick after the gym, that I live a mostly solo sexual life. But that's not the case. I've been pretty lucky with the ladies. I don't want to sound egotistical or anything, but I have had a bit of a reputation as a ladies' man. There have been many occasions where I've been on a night out with some friends, met a lady at the bar and fucked them, in the alleyway, up against their car in the car park, in the bathroom, wherever we can manage it. Sometimes after I was done, I'd head back into the bar and do it all over again. It might have been I had some kind of exuding sexual appeal that helped my success. Who knows? But right now, I was laying on my bed with my cum dripping down my cheek, knowing I needed to wipe up. I sat up and reached for my trusty jizz towel and cleaned away anything I couldn't reach with my tongue. Unfortunately, I had recently lost the ability to suck myself off, but at least I still had decent aim, and my somewhat substantial loads mostly fired into my mouth. With the clean-up out of the way, I quickly fell asleep, satisfied with another nightly routine of run, workout, and wank completed. The next day's routine was the same. After work, I changed and ran the 3 miles to the gym. My workout was a good one. I didn't find myself too distracted until I went to the locker room afterwards. I don't normally change or shower, but as I grabbed my bag, I noticed a guy walking towards the open shower room. My eyes followed, as they had done a little more often in recent weeks, and I found myself eyeing the definition of his muscles. Then, as he dropped his towel to hang on the hook before entering the showers, I found my eyes fall straight to his cock. It was a good size, about the same length as mine, but thicker, and it hung over his large balls. I quickly turned my head away and slung my bag over my shoulder, hoping he hadn't noticed me glancing. As I ran home, the image of his cock kept running through my mind. I tried to remind myself of the many times I had successfully picked up and fucked women throughout my years. Through all that time, I hadn't felt like I had been missing something. I had enjoyed those rendezvous immensely. By the time I arrived home, I had almost fully convinced myself that my wandering eyes were just the result of curiosity. There wasn't anything more to it than that. And the fact that I was semi-erect in my gym shorts was just the result of the post-workout endorphins flowing through me. Another session in a chat room, talking through fantasies with an online lady would satisfy me and put me to sleep, and that would be that. I walked through the door and moved quickly to my bedroom. I opened my laptop as I stripped my shorts, and my dick began to swell further before I'd even logged in. My fingers moved across the keyboard out of habit, finding the chat site and the room where I knew I would be able to find some hot conversations. Within minutes, I had 2 tabs open and my hand wrapped around my hard dick. One hand typed as I slowly stroked, talking with ladies about all of the things they'd like a hung, fit stud like me to do to them. I'll be honest, I exaggerated a little on how hung and how fit I was, but not too much that they'd be disappointed if we ever met in real life. My dick began to leak steadily over my fingers as I stroked, and another message tab popped open in response to my post in the main room. "I see you want to hear about my fantasies, eh?" User open-minded lady sent. "I sure do. Love to hear about it and let you know how I can help with them." "What do you think of this?" she asked, the message accompanied by a picture message. I clicked on the image and a porn pic of a woman on all fours between 2 fit guys appeared. The woman had one guy's cock in her pussy from behind, and the other guy's cock was filling her open mouth. My dick twitched a little in my hand as I looked over the image. I had watched a bit of bi porn in my life, so this wasn't new to me, but my reaction was a little more than it had been in the past. I replied, "Which end do you want this in?" and sent a picture of my erect cock along with it. From there, the conversation moved quickly. She told me about how long she had fantasized about finding 2 guys to make the most use of her in bed. She complimented me on my cock and replied with a personal pic of her own. I picked up the pace of my stroking as I looked over her shaved pussy. She sent some more threesome pictures, and I stroked more intently as we talked about the various positions she wanted 2 men to place her in. I found myself clicking back over the pictures, looking over them and imagining myself in the different positions. Even the close-up she sent of a woman taking a cock in her pussy the same time she took one in her ass. "You want to talk on the phone, stud?" she asked as we got deeper into the details of how her holes would be filled. "My fingers are a little busy here to keep typing." I quickly agreed, realizing that I had neglected the other conversations I'd started, and knowing that I'd be wanting to use both of my own hands soon. I sent her my username for a disposable chat app I had on my phone. Before closing the main chat, she sent a link to a video. I opened it, and through the chat app she asked that we watch the video together while we talked. I agreed, and closed the chat room, leaving the video on the screen as I moved to my bed. My phone buzzed as soon as I lay back, and I answered it quickly. My heart was beating fast. I always felt a mix of nerves and excitement when a chat moved to a phone call. In this case, it was heightened as the topic of conversation was a little outside my norm. "Hey, stud," her smooth voice came through the speaker. You stroking that big dick and thinking of me?
I sure am, thinking of you moaning as you enjoy being used.
My eyes watched the action unfold on the screen. The video started with the woman on all fours on the bed, sucking a long cut cock of one guy as the other slid her shorts off her hips and exposed her open pussy from behind.
Where would you start?
She asked as the guy in the video moved up behind the woman on the bed and slowly slid his cock deep.
You want to be sucked while your buddy drives into me from behind?
Fuck yeah. I want to hear you moan on my cock while I slide it into your throat.
My dick pulsed in my hand. I always got really turned on once the phone chat started, and the accompanying video was adding another layer to speeding up my arousal.
You like watching him thrust into me? She asked.
I took a moment to process the question before responding. I like how hard you're taking it. She moaned over the phone.
My pussy is so wet from you boys.
On the video, the guys shifted and swapped positions. The one who had been sucked now stood at the foot of the bed, lining his cock up. The other knelt in front of the woman, lifting her head until his dick rested on her lips.
You want to watch me suck this cock?
My chat partner asked between moans.
Fuck yes, I do.
The word slipped from my lips before I realized, but as the porn star wrapped her lips around the thick piece in front of her, I continued stroking, a little faster now.
Yeah, I love tasting my pussy on a man.
I grunted as I watched and listened to both the porn and her soft moans over the phone. The men in the video worked hard and fast, thrusting in each end as the woman on screen moaned loudly. My eyes were locked on the action, and for a couple of minutes neither of us spoke. Each of us just moaned as we enjoyed the video.
Would you want to taste my pussy, stud?
She spoke first.
Fuck yes, I would.
You don't mind? It's had another dick in there?
Her teasing tone indicated the response she wanted.
No, I don't at all.
I had to stop myself from saying, no, I love it. The guy that had been fucking the woman on the screen moved to begin eating her out, and I quickly realized my partner had watched this video many times before.
Would you lick my clit while your buddy pounded me?
As she spoke the words, the porn stars changed position as if following her instructions. I stroked as I watched one man's tongue flick around the woman's pussy as the thick, uncut cock slid inside her. As I watched the video and stroked myself, the only thing I could do was moan in response to the question over the phone. Close-up of her open wet pussy getting worked by a tongue and a cock at the same time had me shuddering. I didn't think I would be able to last much longer, especially with the words of encouragement coming over the phone.
Yeah, that's it. Work that tongue for me, stud.
My hand moved faster, in time with the increased pace of the thrusting in the video. As I watched the other guy's tongue work quickly, I noticed how often it flicked over the shaft, sliding in and out of the porn star. I licked my lips without realizing, as I thought about what that cock might taste like, covered in the juices of the moaning woman on the bed.
Grab his balls.
The voice over the phone took an authoritative tone now, as the man on the video reached out to cup the heavy balls of the man thrusting. The camera stayed in place, focusing closely on the action.
You want to taste his cock while you taste me, stud?
I could hear the heavy breaths between her words. I knew she was getting as worked up by this as I was. But all I could do was grunt in response, and I felt my legs tense. I knew I was getting close now. On the screen, the thrusting slowed slightly before the thick cock slid out of the woman's pussy. The other man's hand slid without hesitation from the balls to grip the shaft.
Look at how wet that cock is,
she moaned over the phone. I moaned in response.
So wet and so hard. You should taste it.
I licked my lips again and my cock twitched with the first tingle of my orgasm. I stroked faster, knowing I was about to hit my climax.
Go on, stud. Suck that dick for me.
As those words hit my ear, my cock exploded. I moaned loud and long as the first shot fired. My body shook and my cock pulsed as I sprayed my load hard and fast over my body. My eyes screwed shut as I grunted, hearing my partner's high-pitched moans over the phone. I felt my cum hit my chest and my belly before the last spurts leaked over my slowly stroking fingers. My body relaxed as I began to come down from my orgasm. I panted as I felt my cock begin to soften in my hand.
"Damn, stud, you came hard, eh?"
The voice over the phone sounded just as out of breath as I was.
"Sure did. It's a mess here."
"Good to know we like the same things," she giggled. "Night, stud. Hope to see you again sometime."
"Night, sexy."
The call ended and I looked toward the screen. The video had ended, but the last frame remained. The woman and one of the men had their faces side by side, covered in the load of the thick dick that still hung above them. I quickly turned off the screen and wiped up, falling asleep before I could allow myself too much thinking time. Over the next few days, my wank sessions were purely focused on women. I occasionally thought about the bi-porn phone chat and how hard I had come to it, but didn't give it much thought beyond the fact that I enjoyed chatting with women about their fantasies. But it didn't take long before I sought out a different chat room. This one was focused on bi-chat. I'd always known it was there, as an option whenever I logged into the straight room. The first time I logged in, I chatted to a woman about her MMF threesome experience and blasted a thick load all over my face as she sent me voice notes with details. The next day, I logged back in and swapped pics with a different woman. All of those had two cocks and one pussy in them. I slept well that night, too. A few weeks later, I got a message from open-minded lady again.
"I wondered when I'd see you again, stud. How have you been?"
The conversation moved quickly. I admitted to her that the night we had chatted was one of the very few times I had gotten off to buy porn. She congratulated me, and I told her how much time I had spent jerking off to bisexual porn in recent weeks.
"I bet you're ready to use that thick cock of yours in a real-life threesome by now."
My dick twitched at the thought. Maybe I might be. I could feel the butterflies in my stomach taking flight at just the suggestion, but it wasn't something I was against. My dick was still stiff and leaking in my hand. As we chatted, she mentioned she was much more experienced in threesomes than she had let on, admitting that she played up the first time thing for my benefit. She then said that she knew a bi guy who was into them, but they were having trouble finding the third person for their fun. "Is that an invitation?" I asked, using the question to also give myself time to work out if I wanted to be invited.
"Well, I wonder if we're close by," she then hinted.
We exchanged our location information, and surprisingly, her place was only about an hour away. I took a deep breath, wondering if I was really ready for this. She gave me her name, Danielle, and her phone number, and agreed to message me throughout the week. After that, she logged off, I threw my legs over my head and painted my face with a thick, delicious load. It didn't take long for me to agree to Danielle's proposal and accept her invitation. She told me Dave, the other guy, was bi and cool with straight sex. I think that information was to reassure me that I wouldn't have to do gay stuff if I didn't want to. We planned for a Friday night meetup and I arrived at Danielle's place first. I had seen pictures of Danielle, of course, but seeing her in person was something different, and I was fighting a semi as she led me into her house toward the kitchen. She was a large lady with an incredible chest. She was open with her humour and had an infectious laugh that always matched with a wicked look in her eye. We chatted in the kitchen as we waited.
"So, are you any good at fixing things?"
It was a simple question, but the glint in her eye told me there was more to it. "Of course I am. I enjoyed playing into the studly man's expectations. Danielle ducked out of the kitchen and quickly returned with a black leather strap. As she turned to me, I noticed the large black dildo hanging from it. My heart raced as my skin prickled as I realized she was walking toward me with a strap-on dildo. "Don't worry, honey. It's not for you. I used it a little hard on the last guy, and this buckle came loose. Think you can have a look?" She handed it over to me, and I quickly got to work, a little relieved that the big thing hanging from it wasn't going near me. As I fiddled with the buckle, I heard a knock at the door. A few moments later, Danielle returned with Dave. He was a shortish guy, of a similar age to me. He was slim and reminded me of a jockey. We made small talk in the kitchen before I placed the repaired sex toy on the bench. "Do you think that cock's big?" Danielle pointed at it and smiled at me. "Yeah, it's certainly not small." I smiled and looked back at the dildo, which I guessed to be at least 7 inches long. It would be a brave soul to be on the receiving end. The three of us laughed, and Danielle placed a hand on Dave's shoulder. "Well, wait till you see Dave's." "Oh yeah?" I suddenly felt bold, probably by Danielle's openness. I looked over to Dave. "Take it out then." Dave smiled and unbuckled his belt before lowering his zip and taking out a meaty cock, which he immediately began stroking in front of us. He got hard very fast, and his large purple knob swelled and crowned the thick shaft that stuck out from his body. Danielle smiled and slid to stand behind me as we watched Dave stroke. "It's 8.5 inches. I couldn't help but stare as Dave's hand moved slowly over the length, and my own cock grew in my cramped jeans. "Let's get this party started." Danielle got down on her knees on the kitchen tiles and took over stroking Dave's cock. I watched her, and she had her eyes on me as her tongue reached out to lick the head. As she then began sucking the length, she reached out and rubbed mine through my pants. I took the hint and took out my own cock, now fully hard and hoping to sample Danielle's cock-sucking skills. She gripped my cock and stroked it as she sucked Dave. Then she pulled me closer, guiding me by my cock. I didn't know where to look. My eyes darted between Danielle's hand working my dick and her mouth working over Dave's big cock. It glistened as she wet it with her spit, occasionally pulling back and exposing the entire length before sliding back on again. After a few moments in this position, our soft moans starting to increase, I realized I had been giving most of my attention to the massive piece next to me and that Danielle had noticed my staring. She pulled back, allowing Dave's cock to fall from her mouth as she continued to stroke me.
"Your turn."
She smiled up at me. My heart hammered in my chest. My first thought was, "Holy fuck, I don't know about this." But as I watched Dave's thick, wet dick sitting there between me and Danielle, as Danielle's fingers worked over my lone length, my mind shifted. "You've been thinking about it," a voice in the back of my mind piped up. "You only live once. Don't die wondering." Danielle gripped her fingers around my dick and slid a hand over Dave's hip. She turned us so that we both faced each other.
"Just kiss it for me. I won't tell anyone."
Danielle spoke as if she was encouraging me. She didn't realize that my pause was me talking myself into it and not out of it. I stepped a little closer and Danielle took in a quick breath. I got down on my knees and she held Dave's wet, shiny cock out to me. At this close range, it looked like something out of a porn clip. Danielle leaned forward and spoke softly in my ear.
"I dare you."
So I did it. I leant forward and kissed his big purple knob. I got just a hint of a taste of his pre-cum before I leant back. Danielle laughed and patted me on the back encouragingly. I smiled to myself before I thought, "I'll show her." I shifted forward again and licked Dave's engorged head and his leaky slit. My mind instantly flashed to the many times in my youth sucking my own dick. The The taste was almost exactly the same. I realized I missed it, and my tongue began exploring Dave's thick cock in its entirety. Danielle quickly joined in and we licked his big smooth knob together and kissed. I could taste Dave's cock in her mouth as our tongues met, and the connection sent a shiver through my body. We looked into each other's eyes and laughed softly before stepping it up again, licking over Dave's cock and taking turns sucking his fat shaft. She took it more deeply than I did, being the less experienced one, at least in recent years. After warming up to it, I took over and with a bit of effort found I was able to deep throat Dave's entire length. As I worked his dick in and out of my mouth, the head occasionally hitting my throat, I reached down and grabbed my own cock. I stroked and sucked, matching the pace of my mouth with that of my hand. As I worked, I felt Danielle slide close against me, her breasts pressing against my body. "Fuck yes," she whispered. I felt her breath against my ear. "I love seeing a man suck a big, fat cock." A shudder passed through my body as Danielle's hand rested on my thigh. "I knew you'd like this, stud." She rubbed my leg slowly. "Suck it, deep." Her words of encouragement sent a surge of pleasure through me. I slowed my pace, taking Dave's cock inch by inch until the entire length was in my mouth, the head pressing against my throat. I looked over to her and winked. "Oh my God, how fucking hot is that?" I glanced down to see Danielle's pants open, her hand now shoved into her panties as she worked her fingers over her pussy. My cock pulsed in my hand, and with a couple of fast strokes, my orgasm hit me. My body tensed and I backed off Dave's cock as my dick throbbed and my climax tore through my body. I felt my shots fire and heard my load splatter on the tiles between Dave's feet. I grunted with a mouth full of cock as my balls emptied onto the floor. As I began to come down from the high, I realized Dave's cock still rested on my tongue. I realized I was probably overdoing things, but I couldn't stop myself from working my mouth over his length again. I surprised myself with how badly I wanted him to come too. But after a few moments, he withdrew and I sat back on my haunches. His wet cock was still right in front of me, and I looked up to see him smiling down at me. "Nice one," he said softly. "Well, there you go," I thought to myself. "You're a cocksucker now." As I caught my breath, Dave and Danielle removed the rest of their clothes and turned towards what I assumed was the bedroom. To my surprise, my dick had hardly softened since my orgasm, or maybe it was already hard again. I quickly stripped myself and the three of us walked into Danielle's room. Over the next hour, Dave and I fucked Danielle's pussy and her mouth in every combination. I felt like she was running me through every position in every picture she had sent me throughout our chat sessions. We had her on all fours and took turns fucking her from each end. Then she flipped onto her back and lifted her legs. Without hesitation, I reached down and guided Dave's dick into her wet pussy before he reached out and stroked mine as he fucked her. The moans of the three of us quickly filled the room, and I soon lost myself in the pleasure of it all. At one point, Danielle grasped both of our cocks and guided them together in her hand, stroking them both while her other hand worked over her pussy. I felt Dave's body shudder as she stroked us both, and Danielle and I got the sense he was close. "You want to coat my tits, you big studs?" Danielle lay back, her body presented on the bed and her huge breasts laying in wait. Dave and I shifted, each placing a leg between Danielle's. I felt the warmth of Dave's thigh against mine and a slight shudder of pleasure passed through me. Before I could grasp my own cock, I felt Dave's fingers wrap around me. I moaned softly and enjoyed the feeling before reaching out and taking Dave in hand.
"Fuck yes, that's a hot sight."
Danielle continued to finger herself as we stroked above her.
"Give me those loads, boys."
Those final words set Dave off, and I felt his dick throb as he shot his load hard. The first shot sailed past Daniel's tits and landed on the pillow beside her head. He grunted as the next shots fired against her chest. Seeing him come was the final straw for me. A shudder jolted my body and I came hard again. My first shot hit one of her beautiful nipples before the rest spurted over her belly. Dave and I continued to slowly stroke as the last of our orgasm passed through our bodies. Dave let out a deep sigh and fell back, his chest heaving. As his dick welted against his thigh, I leant down and licked the last drop of cum from his slit, feeling him shiver at my touch. As I drove home, I needed to stop at a convenience store and grab a drink. I sat in the parking lot and sipped it as I processed what had just happened. I felt like something had unlocked within me. Danielle, with the help of Dave, had given me permission to indulge my taboo curiosity, and I realized it was okay. I realized that I had found something that was a real turn-on for me. Gay, or bi, or whatever. It didn't matter. It was something that turned me on, and clearly something that turned plenty of other people on too. By the time I got home, I was hard again. I found one of the few bi porn video links I had saved and put it on. Within minutes, my feet were propped against the wall, and my third load of the night fired and painted my face. Tomorrow, I would find a site that would lead me to more cock to suck. I hope you enjoyed that story, even if it is a little bit departed from my usual content. Thanks to Steve for submitting it. If you would like to submit your story for me to read on the podcast, you can get in touch through the links in the episode description or through Patreon or through my website, liamwilliams.com.au. If you'd like to commission a story for your exclusive use, I'm available for hire for that as well. There are more stories coming soon, including an exclusive story that's just been released on patreon.com/Liam Williams for exclusive level patrons. There's a bit more coming as Liam Williams is going to broaden his work this year as well, including the relaunch of the Proud Betas podcast. If you're a fan of that, you can jump back onto the new episodes as we launch in Masturbation Month this week. The link for that is in the episode description. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Give it a rating and review if you enjoy it. Share it with your friends as well.